All right, we are going to switch and go directly in the Word of God. And pray for me that the Lord help me to not to squander the time. All right. Father, we thank you again for this wonderful presentation. And all the glory be to you and to you alone. Thank you for giving opportunity to us to serve you when we're still alive. Now that, Lord, I want to speak your word, I pray that you use me again to convey your message in the manner that you like. Holy Spirit, use this vessel for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to talk today on the topic which says revisiting our commitment to serving God. Revisiting our commitment to serving God. That is my topic for today. And I want to read in the book of Joshua chapter 14 from verse Joshua chapter 24, from verse 14 to 25. That's going to be my reading for today. Revisiting our commitment to serving God, and we are taking our Bible, and we are reading in Old Testament, the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 14 to 25. Quite a little long reading, but I'm trying to be brief. Let's go. The Bible says here, now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, verse 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the God which your father served that were on the other side of the river or the God of the Amorite in those land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other God. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great things in our sight. And preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. Verse 18. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorite who dwell in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Verse 19. But Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign God, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good. Verse 21, and the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord. Verse 22, so Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now, therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you and incline your hearts to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. We are just in the first week of this new year, 2025. And as we may understand, or we may recall, or may remember, people every year, they work hard to keep in check some aspect of their lives for them to fulfill some goals, for them to achieve something, for them to stay well. They keep in check. They stay focused. And that is very intentionally. and they align with their desire for growth so that they can see what they are expecting to be achieving in their life. In many areas in life, people work hard every year. They try to check so that they don't forget their plans or their goals. But we as Christians, we all as Christians, we have some areas that in our life we want to also keep in check that we don't fall short in it. You know, it may be in our health. We want to make sure that our health is doing well. So every year we keep in check. I remember, you guys will remember, I do drive Uber sometime. And at the end of the year, just the 31st of December, I had someone who was going to see the family doctor. And they say, well, why are you going? They say, no, it's, I have to just a checkup. So what is the whole point? Is to keep in check and knowing that the health is doing well. And that's a good habit. Sometimes in the career and finances, we do this by setting goals for professional growth. You know, we want to learn every day how we want to manage well our finances. People keep in check their relationship so that they strengthen their bond with family, friend, and sometimes romantic partners while building the social connection. That's good. Every day I try to make sure that my relationship with my wife is always good. Always good. I ask Eva, are you okay? She say, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm fine. It's okay. I want to make sure that we are doing well. Hallelujah. It's important. So in many areas, people keep in check to try to maintain something in their life so they can achieve a good goal or so they can progress. It can be in personal growth. It can be in time management. It can be in a spiritual life. Anyway, we as human beings want to excel in one way or another and make sure that we check that everything we are doing every year is doing well. Now, as we are in the beginning of the year 2025, we as children of God, we are to revisit our commitment in serving God, commitment to serve God. And what are the best in the Bible? What's the best passage where we can find this? Of course, we read in the book of Joshua, where Joshua was calling the children of Israel to the commitment to serve God. And the background of this book is so good. I love the book of Joshua. It's the sixth book in the Old Testament, which follows the story of the Israelites after their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. They suffered. They went through tough time. But in this book, as we've read, here we find Joshua is almost at the end of his life, almost about to die. And what is he doing? He's trying to make sure that he's building a good foundation to the children of Israel so that they may not forget God. They may keep serving God. And that is a good thing. And, you know, God commanded Joshua to lead the Israelites into the promised land. Now they're there. Now, he's trying to make sure that the foundation is well kept and well maintained, and he's telling them about to check in their life how they are going to serve God. We know that Israelites, they settled in the promised land, and Joshua gathered the people and renewed their covenant with God. What is he doing? He called them to choose whom they will serve, God or the false gods of the surrounding nations. A good calling, a good reminder. Joshua said, yeah, you are to choose who you are going to serve. And in the beginning of the year, God is calling us to revisit the commitment that we have, that we had, that we decided one day to serving him. As we read in the book of Joshua, this was a crucial moment to reaffirm their commitment to God. Joshua was reminding them about the faithfulness of God in delivering them from Egypt and protecting them through their journey. Joshua's challenge, as we've read, was to assure that they continue, that the children of Israel continued devotion to the Lord as they enter a new place in their history. What do we learn from that? You and I, in this beginning of the year, in this new year, what do we learn from that? We are to revisit our commitment. our commitment to serving God, it must be kept in touch. We have to keep it in check so that we don't forget that we are saved so that we can serve God, so that we can continue to serve Him. It's very important. So first thing I find here in this passage, there is a call to choose whom you will serve. Joshua said in verse 15, Joshua said that you are to choose who you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Choosing who you are going to serve, brothers, sisters, believer, a child of God, it is a choice. It's a personal choice that you and I take and make in order to serve God. It doesn't just happen. You can't just wake up in the morning and say, well, I just serve God. You have to choose to serve God. You have to decide to serve God. You have to make it as a resolution of your life that I'm going to serve God. You know, you see people playing music. You see people working in the deaconies. You see people working in the elderly. And every department of the church, they made a choice. It did not just happen. You see people singing. You see people, it's a decision. People giving, people doing anything people do for God, it is a choice. And Joshua called the children of Israel to choose to serve God. And thank you for good choice. Because when we see you coming to this church, it's clear a decision that you've chosen to follow God. Now God is calling you again to go deeper, to recommit yourself, to serve Him even better. Joshua is calling them and telling them, make sure you decide to serve God, because the temptation of serving the idols that you saw in the foreign land. If we ask today, is there anyone here who is worshiping the idols? Of course, no one will say yes. But let me tell you this, church. Idolatry in today's world is not always about bowing to physical statues, but it's rather about giving our time, giving our attention, our devotion to the things that take place of God in our life. We may find ourselves worshiping idols without knowing. So whether it is materialism, relationship, self-image, or politics, anything that we prioritize above our relationship with God can easily become an idol. So we as Christians, we must regularly examine our hearts and our lives to ensure that God remains the center of our worship and service. And this is what God is calling us to check today, to revisiting again our commitment to serving Him by renewing our mind and accepting to worship God and God only. Church, in life, you and I must learn to evaluate our heart and priorities daily. As we serve God, we are to always keep in touch and knowing that God is my priority. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will come. So it's a decision. It's you and I to say, yes, I want God to be first in my life. What do we find secondly here? There is a call to remember God's faithfulness. The Bible says here in verse 18, the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because He is our God. Our commitment to serving God is always strengthened when we remember the faithful of God in our life. When we remember how God has been faithful to us, He's faithful in our past and even now, it gives us the strength to continue serving Him. And that's what the children of Israel did. They remembered what God did for them in the wilderness. And you and I, we are called regularly to reflect on how God has worked in our lives. His provision, His protection, and grace. And that will always inspire us to renew our commitment to serve God. Speaking of provision, we just saw the pictures. We saw the pictures that in some places, finding food is a miracle. Getting something to eat is a miracle. But you and I, we know how much God provides for our life. You know, speaking of protection, some people don't know if how long they're going to live again. Because life has no assurance. It's unpredictable. The place like Syria, the place like Lebanon, the place like Congo, east of Congo, where war is a lifestyle. War is something which is normal. And killing and dying is something like is common. So remember, we in this part of the world, we are lucky. And when we remember the faithfulness of God, the protection, the provision, His grace upon our life, we cannot help but decide just to serve God. Hallelujah. So we find here, number three, there is a call to a personal accountability and community. The verse 21 to 22, we read here, the Bible says, "But the people said to Joshua, 'No, we will serve the Lord.' Then Joshua said, 'You are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen to serve the Lord.'" We find here, it is important, church, that our true commitment to God, we do what we call the personal decision and stay accountable with our brother and sister in the community. I call this accountability within the faith community. It's important that you belong to the group of the church, whereby you can share your life, you can share your story with a brother, a sister, and then you can learn to grow together. You participate in the prayer group or the Bible study group or any group during the week. It will help you to be accountable. It will help you also to grow. So there is a call to a personal accountability and a community commitment as a child of God. Don't stay isolated this year, 2025. Be part of the group where you can learn, where you can grow, where you can share, where you can be a blessing to another as well. It's for your benefit, brother. It's for your benefit, my sister, to surround yourself with fellow believers who hold you accountable in your walk with God. It's important that you engage in a church or small group where mutual encouragement and accountability help you stay committed. Are you part of the group? This church is a very blessed church. They have, in the week, they have a lot of program that is going on. Make sure that you plug in some program, that be part of some program, so that you grow in your walk with God and also in serving Him. And finally, number four, we see here a call to obedience to God's word as we read verse 23 to verse 24. The Bible says this, "Now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign god that are among you and yield your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel." Oh, we find here the true commitment to God, it also involves obedience to His word. Joshua is challenging the Israelites to put away false gods and serve the Lord with sincerity and truth. And that is true. Our commitment, you and I, is demonstrated through our obedience to God's command. Obeying God's commandments is for your good. And God is calling us to obey Him in all areas of our life. Whether in private or in public, at home, at work, wherever, God wants you to obey Him in every area of your life. I always tell people, if you can't defeat Satan privately, you cannot defeat him publicly. If you defeat Satan privately, then publicly you'll be strong to defeat him. The reason why David had to defeat Goliath is because in private, he defeated all eight animals who came to disturb the flocks of his father. Then he said, "When I was young, When the bear came, God helped me. So in private, he knew the hand of God. And in public, he had to defeat also Goliath. So God is calling us to obey Him both in private and also in public. So the conclusion that we're going to draw in this teaching today is just simple. Revisiting our commitment to serving God as we learn in the book of Joshua. In this year, 2025, is an essential part of our spiritual growth. We want to grow spiritually, want to know God more, want to walk with Him, want to do His will. God is calling us to revisit our commitment to serving him. Well, Joshua's call to the Israelites challenges us to make a deliberate choice to serve God. Deliberate choice to serve God. From your heart. Not pressure. No one can pressure you to do that. It has to be deliberate from your heart. But remember, this is good when you remember God's faithfulness in your life. When you remember how God has been faithful to you and helping you and being with you. And this will help you to walk with him, obey him, and keep yourself accountable with in the community. So that helps you to renew your commitment to God and to walk and serve him every day of your life. But remember one thing, brothers and sisters. This commitment is not one-time thing. It's not one-time event. It has to be a continuous process of reflection, of repentance, and realignment. Every day, you have to think of it and ask God to help you and to repent and ask God to help you and ask God to help you so that you can realign every day in following God and doing his will. Church, as in the Bible we've read, as in the times of Joshua, let us declare, as Joshua said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And let that declaration shape every aspect of our lives. As we revisit our commitment to serve God, let us find our heart transformed. And let our purpose be refined and our walk with the Lord be deepened. It is time to serve God. This is the season. Jesus said, I must do the work of he who sent me when it's still day. When the night comes, no one will do it. This is 2025. God has given us another clean, clear, and very good opportunity. We are to respond and say, Lord, I'm here. I want to serve you. There are many ways of serving God. And if we are willing to serve him, he will help us. He will use us. He will help us. And he will be glorified. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word to us today. As we are still in this first week, we just finished a week here, Lord, of this year. The year is still brand new, 2025. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness and your grace. Oh, Lord God, we pray, just as Joshua called the Israelites to renew their commitment, we too in this church today, we seek to recommit our lives to you. Father, help us. Help us to choose you above all else, to serve you with sincerity and joy. Oh, Lord God, may this year, 2025, be one of the deepening faith, obedience, and love for you. Father, Lord, guide our heart to remember your past faithfulness, your present faithfulness, your grace, your protection, your love. And let us trust you fully, even for the future to come. Empower us, O Lord God, to live with purpose, reflecting your glory in all that we do. Help us to serve you. Help us to avoid any forms of idolatry in our life. And may you be the priority of our life. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. May God bless you.